2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Noting confirmation that the UK's F-35s will be operated from the Royal Air Force's Marham base in Norfolk, the Dewline ran a Lockheed Martin shot, showing one of the nation's test aircraft. During its first speaking engagement last year, way back when, the MOD had intended to base its F-35s in Scotland, but in a 25 March announcement about defense estate rationalization, it says Marham is a better option, writes Craig Hoyle. RAF Loshermouth will instead eventually house three squadrons of Eurofighter Typhoons, while the gradual rundown of the Tornado GR4 force over the next several years will free up space at the English site. On Aerial View, Ari Egozi offered a comment on the restoration of Turkish-Israeli diplomatic ties. There is not going to be any sort of honeymoon. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. United Airlines is to sell up to 30 Boeing 757s to freight operator FedEx Express, with deliveries of the twin jets to start later this year. Its agreement covers the purchase of 14 initial aircraft by FedEx. These 757s will be converted to freighters upon delivery, FedEx says in a regulatory filing following a deal reached on March 8th. Deliveries will start this year and continue to 2015. Choosing the right engine may never have been more important, or harder, than with the Airbus A320neo family. Unlike previous engine competitions, the choice between the CFM International Leap 1A and the Pratt & Whitney PurePower PW1100G is no longer a soft bet on a secondary supplier to an already chosen airframe. The A320neo is almost identical to the previous version of the aircraft, except for the choice of engine to power it. The paths taken by both engine makers to achieve the 15% rise in fuel efficiency Airbus is seeking for the A320neo means airlines are not simply acquiring an engine, but tacitly taking sides in an ongoing, furious debate about the future of gas turbine engine technology. Singapore Airlines long-haul, low-cost subsidiary Scoot will convert some of its orders for Boeing 787-9s to the smaller Dash 8 variant. The airline's chief executive, Campbell Wilson, says that the airline has not determined an exact mix, but it is likely that it will change its order from 20 787-9s to 10 -9s and the same number of Dash 8s. They're operationally interchangeable, so there's no efficiency impact, but the different capacities open more options with respect to network and deployment, he adds. Perhaps somewhere inside Bombardier headquarters in Montreal is a secret marketing plan that envisions a spectacular 3 months ahead for the C-Series narrowbody program. Ideally, it would begin with an early first flight of the CS-100 flight test vehicle, FTV-1, beating the official forecast by perhaps more than a month in early May. Next, the flight test campaign would mature rapidly enough to allow FTV-1 to make a debut appearance at the Paris Air Show in late June. Having confirmed the initial performance of the aircraft and Pratt & Whitney PurePower 1521G engines, Bombardier would then announce, finally, the identity of the C-Series launch customer and sign a bevy of new orders, allowing the program to easily surpass its goal of 300 firm orders from 20 customers by entry into service a year early. March has been a busy month for the big two airframers. Undeterred by a subdued economic outlook, in the space of a week, four airlines have unveiled commitments for a whopping 591 narrowbody jetliners. The plans unveiled by Lufthansa and Ryanair to order 100 Airbus A320 family aircraft, including 70 Neos and 175 current generation Boeing 737s respectively, come as little surprise. But the real interest in the flurry of deals over the last week came from fast-growing carriers Turkish Airlines and Indonesia's Lion Air. Turkish has ordered a total of 82 A320s, comprising 25 current-generation models and a further 57 of the re-engined A320neo family. Lion, already a 737 customer, added to its order portfolio with a commitment for 234 Airbus jets, 60 A320s, and a further 174 Neos in a deal worth $24 billion at list prices.